You've tuned into CKVS 93.7, The Voice, community radio for all the shoe swap. Community radio is a non-commercial alternative powered by volunteers and your generous donations. To find out more, go to voiceoftheshoeswap.ca and see what The Voice has to offer you. I'm Richard Sevigny, and this week on Live in the Shoe Swap, we're listening to the string-driven sound of Too Much Guitar. Before the break, they were playing Freight Train, composed by Coltrane's pianist, Tommy Flanagan. Up next, Bill Kuhn will introduce the band and the next song, but first, this humble reporter wants to ask the obvious question. Is it really possible for there to be too much guitar?
Absolutely not. You cannot have too much guitar. Wouldn't you agree, Bill?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
We've
gone as far as having three much guitar.
Oh, wow.
We've had three much guitar.
Yeah. I don't know if we've mentioned this on your radio show before, but there is a story behind why we call it Too Much Guitar.
Let's hear it.
Okay, so we were playing at a club once, actually, O'Doul's, which is now defunct. And I believe at that time, because O'Doul's only had trios, we couldn't have a drummer. So anyways, it was three of us there, myself and Darren and Ollie. So two guitars, one bass. And at the end of the set, we thought we sounded pretty good, but at the end of the set, this gentleman came up, and he looks us right in the eye. He said, "That's just too much guitar. Too much guitar." And he stomps off.
And he didn't mean it. He did not mean it as a compliment.
No, he did not. So we decided to own that.
It's so great to see many, many of you out tonight. And I look forward to a chance to say hello to all of you, or some of you at least in the break. And you're listening to the fantastic Julian McDonough on the drums. Equally amazing, Derek Ratty on the bass. And one of my first gigs that I did when I moved to Vancouver 21 years ago was with this legend, Mr. Oliver Gannon on guitar. Thanks very much. My name is Bill Kuhn. I'm your master of ceremonies tonight. I hope you'll get a chance to hear Ollie speak a little bit as well, you know, because I believe he was born in Ireland, so he has the gift of gab. That was the first tune we played was a tune called Freight Train, which actually made us a little bit later than we thought we were going to be as we waited for the train. Actually, true story. But anyways, I'm glad we did make it finally, and thank you for waiting around. The second tune we're going to play here is a tune called Love for Sale, which is a tune Cole Porter wrote. And we're going to do a little different version of this, and I hope you enjoy it. Love for Sale by Cole Porter. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.